grasped some of them. First of all, the budget. As a committee, we understand that countries experience economic crises. And this is something which is obviously quite natural. Sometimes it happens that cuts come from the social sectors. It affects health and education. As a committee, some time ago, we drew up a general comment specifically on that issue. And one of the points that we had flagged is that in the case of budgetary cuts, they should be time-bound and should never affect vulnerable groups. Thus, in that regard, could you please clear up whether those cuts are time-bound? In other words, could you tell us about when you'll be able to increase the budget aimed at children? And I'd like also to know what specific measures are being taken in order to protect vulnerable groups. The information made available to us is that we note a downward trend, which is continuing. I hope that's not the case, but could you clarify that point for me? I think this was said by one of the members of the delegation. The policy for children and adolescents is represented by a ministry. But I haven't been quite sure about who's responsible for this ministry. Is it the National Child Welfare Agency? I'd like to know the relationship between all of these bodies involved. How does coordination actually take place? That would be an important point for us to know. I know that the chair wants to interrupt me. He's telling me to wrap up. On these mobile units, which you've mentioned, it would appear that as a result of budgetary cuts that there has been a reduction in these mobile units. If that is indeed the case, what measures do you have to reverse that drop? And what do they actually deal with, these mobile units? Do they talk about prevention of pregnancy? Do they talk about prevention of child marriage? Do they touch on those areas? And on bullying, who is spearheading the fight, the struggle when it comes to preventing bullying? I think it's the Ministry of Education, but I would like you to provide further information about this. I think one member of the delegation talked about measures, prevention measures. What are they exactly? Could you give us an example? And I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez Reyes. I now give the floor to Ms. Ayub Idrisi. No, Ajo Asuma, I beg your pardon. Thank you very much to the delegation for the answers provided thus